I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Joan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Sterner and Hughley, The Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's snug, isn't it?
It's snug.
It's snug. This sucker looks like here in a couple of months. This thing is still slug. Get the side one. Yeah, get it all, baby. Get it all. Yeah. Yeah, let it all out. Yeah, let it out.
He's going to work it off, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're going to work it off. All right. Any thoughts? Where you at? Where you landed? You ain't going to upset me. Give me your honest thought. What do you think this scale's going to say?
I'm going to go 296.
Ooh, you're keeping me under, huh?
I'm going to go 305.
305. All right, here we go.
Really moment of truth, people.
Earbuds out.
Walking with a scale.
Earbuds out. He's coming around the studio, folks, so I can see it. So we can. I got the video out. We'll be posting the video.
It's like Scotty strolling up to 18. He approaches the scale. The crowd holds their breath.
And it is 310.8 is what I believe is blinking down there. I got it on video, a little to the side. 310.8, is that right? Well, come on back around here. Bring me that damn thing. I'm gonna stand my big ass on it too and see what I can. I need to get down a little bit too, man. I just ran to the bathroom and tried to squeeze one out and lose a couple pounds. By the way, boss man was in there again, boy. About second or third time he's been in there. He's been in there letting it rip, ain't he? What is that? 310.8?
You just put him right on out there. 310.8.
310.8.
Yep. All right. Yep. Dean is joining us. He shot in at 223. Or at 223. Shout out. 310.8. Good Lord, Ron.
You got this. Starting point.
Where are you at, Clint?
261.6.
Clint at 261.6.
261.6.
261.6.
I think we can.
You gonna do this every Monday?
I'll do it every Monday. I'll do it every Monday.
And you said you're trying to get into 230s, right?
I'm trying to get below 240. Try to get below 240.
I believe in both of you.
I think we can combine drop 20 by Friday.
Ooh, okay. That's a new little twist to it. All right. So expectations for the week. So we come in, and let's be honest, it's going to be next Tuesday. Because it's
Memorial Day weekend. We'll wait Friday. We're gonna Memorial Day weekends.
You want to wait Friday?
You see if we drop 20 by Friday.
Friday we're going to be out.
Combined. Where are we at? We're on the road. We'll take the show on the road. Bring the scale.
All right. Friday and then next Monday. Okay. All right. So by Friday. So that we're agreeing by Friday. Okay. People are texting in. Tyler, what's yours? Not Tyler. Doesn't have to
I will.
He said, I will.
Tyler said, I will.
Tyler's trying to gain weight. I'm going to get some protein, a little testosterone.
Yeah.
In that weight room, he's in there rocking nowadays.
Got a bit of a narrow ass, friend.
Text line.
Hatchet ass.
If you worked your ass off to get down to 199, it's 197, and you're back to 300, you're just a dumbass. That's a good way to throw it in there. Or just some people struggle with their weight.
I mean,
and maybe you haven't lived it. That's okay. Hey, in your eyes, I'm a dumbass. Oh, it's Tyler coming in and jumping on here.
That thing resets right there, T.
What do you think you are,
Tyler? There you go, bub. you. Big boy. 190.
Tyler got up to 190.
15. Hey, you better.
Damn, that scale, boy. Look at Tyler. Hey. Tyler's a slow walk. It's all right, baby. It's all right. Hey.
I bet you Tyler way. That's after a good weekend too, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, a lot of dirty water, a lot of good eats.
Yep. Someone text in 304. Let's do it. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. 310. So combined by Friday.
Combined by Friday. Let's see if we can drop 20.
20 pounds.
20 combined. I can give you a good eight.
You can give me a good eight by Friday. Okay. All right. Then don't just let it ride through. See, I almost want to wait till Tuesday to really give ourselves.
We do Tuesday. Tuesday's easy. To give ourselves 20 pounds.
Well, maybe a little bit more. Maybe the
8 days. Oh, it's easy.
But there are some, I don't know about your family, but there are going to be some wrenches in there with the Memorial Day.
I eat chicken. chicken and lettuce. I'm good. Chicken and salad. I'm good. Green beans. I just get back on my natural kick. I murdered. I went enchilada, fajitas, and chips and salsa yesterday.
Did you? I let it rip.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it rip. All right, here we go. So 261. You're trying to get into the under 240, and I'm just trying to get. Let's get a working margin here. I'm trying to get under these threes by Tuesday. That's my goal.
Okay, we'll do Tuesday.
I'm trying to get out of the threes.
You got this, bruh.
I'm trying to have a two be the first number.
If you don't, I'll be mad at you.
Yeah. Okay.
Then first 20 pounds before you're going to fall off.
All right.
Fall off.
All right. There we go. 310.8. Don't leave that 0.8 off. That 0.8. That's a shake.
I got it on video, baby.
That's a shake to 311 right there. That's a shake to 311. Nope. But as I said, I feel like this is something that helps and motivates the hell out of me. So we'll do this every single Monday. Tyler, I didn't mean for you to get on that scale. I hope that didn't put you in a bad place.
Oh, I was curious. No. I rarely get on a scale, so I just, yeah. I never know.
That was
somewhere in the neighborhood of 175 to 190, hopefully at the top.
This is my favorite. I apologize. I should not have called you a dumbass. I said it out of concern for your health. You're a good dude, and I would hate to see you have a heart attack.
I mean, I appreciate that message right here for coming from over here. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know that I do. It's just
looking out for you, man.
It's just looking out for me. There you go. Is that normally work for you? Looking out for
you? The people you looking out for? You
cleaned it up. Why? I just out of concern that you don't have a heart attack. All right. Good call.
It's harder to accept the delivery of that message when it's an anonymous number on a page.
Well, appreciate the effort, Bob.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone text in, Ron, I'm 298 with diabetes. Let's race to 250. Come on, join it. Show's weight loss journey. Let's do it. It should be fun. All right. I do want to get to this before we get out of this break. Coming up a little bit later, weekend's worst, weekend's best. We'll get to that. Bleacher Report. Tell me, this report, this prediction they have for the AFC South. Are they nuts? Or is this fair? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. Texans projection. They say, Clint, the Texans offensive line will cost them some games, but their defense should balance out some of those losses with stifling performances and victories. Houston struggles early while first-time play caller Nick Caley finds the right buttons to push. Yes. And I promise you, Clint did not write this. This is from Bleacher Report. But the club still finishes above 500. 2025 projection, 9-8. Then they move on to the Jags. The Jacksonville Jaguars will be the NFL's biggest surprise team in 2025.
Duval.
Tyler, just give it a second before you unload.
Yeah, I'm out on this fool.
Who is this guy?
Cohen leads Jacksonville to an AFC South title with a resurgent offense. 2025 projection for Jacksonville that they are 10-7 in the AFC South division winner. Honest thoughts. Is this nuts or is this fair to you, Clint?
Well, I think it's fair on the Texans' part. I would not have Jacksonville as an NFL surprise this year, going ahead and getting 10 wins and winning the division. If anybody other than the Texans wins this division, I personally think it's the Colts.
I don't like four wins, by the way.
Yeah, no, I don't like that part of it. For me, I can get there with the Texans. I think I had 9 wins. It's where I'm at. It may move up or down, to be honest with you, over the next.
Yeah, 9-8
months.
Is what you've had, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And I know everybody. I'm straddling the fence. I'm middle of the road. That's fair. That's safe. But I think all the points, and I could add several to it. I think there is a lot of, hey man, early schedule is got some real challenges. This team, the offensive line, Nick Caley, C.J. Stroud, young rookie receivers that you're going to be depending on. Those guys. There's a lot riding on those guys, man. And to think it's going to happen right away, it's not going to cost you a couple of games early, possibly, and you're just going because you've had some past success, you're going to roll to 10, 11, 12 wins this year. I think it's a mistake. So I understand from a Texans perspective, I can get down with that. Jags, not so much.
You can't squint your eyes to see that Jacksonville.
No, I can't, man.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair. I wouldn't put money on Jacksonville going 10-7. And winning the division, but I can see it is, despite what Travis Hunter has looked like in his rookie camp receiving routes that have been posted. But I can see that, you know, Trevor Lawrence, what Liam Coen did with what he's done with past quarterbacks, what he did with Baker last year, and we've seen you know, Trevor be the best quarterback in this division. We've seen Trevor have years where people, Pro Bowl level years, just a couple of years ago when they're in the playoffs and they won this division and won a playoff game before CJ and D'Amico arrived. So we have seen it. He's not, you know, 35 and skills washed. So you could see if he can bring that part out of him again and make life easier for him. Brian Thomas, you know, Travis Hunter, those backs, like there are some pieces there. Defensively, I wonder in the back end if they can hold up. But I think this is a fair projection. I don't think I would put money on it. I would have it reversed. I have the Texans at 10-7 and winning this division by a game or two. But I don't think it's crazy to look at. Now I do think they've got more things they could have listed here with their defense and other things like that. But I think it's a really good point, Clint, of it's different from even when, because you look at it, year one of CJ, you're like, yo, they came in year one, and let's be honest, it took them a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It took them, hell, it took not only CJ a little bit of time to get used to NFL football, but it took Bobby Slowick time. He even admitted it, saying like, hey, man, hey, it took me a little bit of time to understand what's going on in the, you know, in the NFL, and I had to make some adjustments. And remember, it took them, what, to the second half of the Colt game, week three, before they kind of got a good feel of what kind of offense they were going to be. Now you have veterans, right, with a young OC that they're going to have to get used to, and coming out of the gate with some kind of tough competition. So you could see them kind of slowly making their way. Now the defense can carry them, which I think many people will hope and depend on. But you could see it being a, hey, we're still kind of learning each other and learning what should be the best way of doing things early.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you, Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, C.J. Stroud, and I'll throw Dalton Schultz in there just for the veteran's sake. Them boys got their hands full.
Yeah.
Them boys got their hands full. Them boys got their hands full, and they got a bunch of they brought in a bunch of journeyman offensive linemen, I think he's put it nicely. 1-2 year offensive lineman. Again, I'll say it, when offensive linemen sign, anybody signs a 1 or 2 year deal, it's because they don't have any other options.
They have their hand full, and I know we got to get to break, but they have their hands full kind of, I guess, quickly. What do you mean by that? They have it just.
Well, that's just, I mean, that's the only known commodities you have. It's the only, hey man, we know what we're getting from these dudes right here. You don't know what you're getting from any of those offensive linemen. Hell, we don't even know. Titus Howard playing guard, we don't really know what we're getting. I mean, Dalton Schultz, unfortunately right now their expectations have to be really low, but veteran that's on the same page with the quarterback that we've seen make plays before. So I mean, it's just like right now offensively, and I'm talking top to bottom, coaching staff too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.